You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Receiver discussion. So as we know, James Washington went out with a Jones fracture. He'll be out 6 to 10 weeks. Talking to some folks, it sounded like the anticipation is, I don't know if you've heard this, sound like the anticipation was a little bit closer to the further end.
Yeah.
They were talking more like 10 weeks instead of six.
Yeah.
But with James Washington out now, this is Stephen Jones had already told 105 Through the Fan in Dallas, told one of our shows there that, you know, they were already looking at receiver before Washington got hurt. Now James Washington has got hurt, so you would assume that, okay, they're going to be out there, they're going to be looking. I know you guys got to talk to Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones on G-Bag Nation yesterday. In fact, let's play that clip real quick here, and then we'll react to it.
What makes you so confident that you don't need to go find another wide receiver? Let's do a little football here, and that's amongst the news items.
Well, confident may not be the word, but
okay.
But what is the word is that there is progress stopping in everything. And this does give this group, until yesterday, have certainly shown spurts or shown plays that they deserve to stay in consideration. And so we really need to look to, first of all, that's what we've got in hand, is this group of receivers. And we've got some receivers that can do some, have shown they can do some good things and are doing more things today than they did yesterday. And so Tolbert leads the list of the young ones that I'm talking about. Let's give these guys a chance. I don't want to be out here pushing, be aggressive as far as being going outside, looking at what free agents right now or otherwise. So I don't think it's urgent at all. I think we've got a lot of ways to throw the ball and a lot of people that can get it. And possibly that could do good. Maybe it'll cause more balls to go Lamb's way. Maybe that ought to be done. Sometimes when he's not necessarily the right guy to go to because of the coverage, maybe that'll cause another ball to go his way. Why not?
How much more of that is as a receiver for Tony Pollard? You mentioned CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz, and Pollard as big reasons why you don't want to go out and maybe bring in a receiver right now. Would you like to see him used as more of a receiver?
Well, are we counting our out-of-the-backfield throws and sweeps and screens? And I mean, the throw on the sweep. But that, to me, is the ideal way to maximize getting the ball to him cleanly, so that he can do what? Tuck it and do his thing and go. I don't have a lot of experience. We don't. But I don't have the vision of him going up and making the catches in the middle and going up on the sideline down the field and those kinds of things. And frankly, let's be candid, he hasn't spent a lot of his career preparing himself to do that.
Right.
So where I see his receiving, could he do crossing routes up a storm? I think he's got the kind of hands. Make no mistake, he can really catch the ball.
So, Brian, you listen to Jerry there. Sounds he wants this to be a chance for the young guys to compete, but you thought James Washington was important enough that you signed him several months ago and thought you needed him for that. You've got no Michael Gallup to start the season in all likelihood. You're not going to have James Washington, and you're going through a lot of different changes now. We're seeing a ton of first-team reps for Dennis Houston. We're seeing Vasher get in there, Noah Brown. We'll circle back to that in a second, but what do you take from what Jerry says about, you know, hey, we're going to let these young guys figure it out?
You know what? I can totally understand. Now, when Jerry Jones says something about his personnel, it's talking to Will McClay. It's talking to Mike McCarthy. It's talking to the position coach. So Jerry's not on his own going to come up and say, hey, we got to do something at wide receiver. This is a group that has a lot of discussion. I've worked in that room before. I know how this all works. So with that being said, I think Jerry's looking at they're looking at a couple different angles here. One is you could feel like that Washington was a bridge to get you to Gallup.
Yes.
And maybe Gallup is further along than people know. So their sense of urgency to bring in a receiver is not that strong because of Gallup. Maybe they feel like Gallup will miss the first game. Let's see what happens the second game.
Yep.
The next thing that you could feel about it with this situation is that they really do love their young guys. They really do want to see what, in fact, that they can get from Vasher, what they can get from Tolbert. You know, they do believe that. They want to see that. You know, Noah Brown has stepped up, you know, sixth-year vet. You know, he's never had a primary role, but maybe they're like, well, let's just see. Maybe this is when the light comes on for him in that way, and you get it like you got Cedric Wilson last year.
Yep.
That type of thing. So or they're also in a situation where they don't particularly like anybody that's on the street right now.
Yes, that's
and they,
a big
and they
part.
Particularly don't want to trade for anybody. And, you know, I've reached out to a bunch of my friends around the league and tried to get names. Names like Darius Slayton, Denzel Mims, Jalen Reagor, Preston Williams. These are names that my buddies around the league are saying, hey, if you're going to go trade for a guy, maybe those would be where it's at. Now, yesterday, they lost Chester Rogers, who we talked about was going to sign with the Houston Texans.
We were on top of that.
Yeah,
we were ahead of Chester Rogers a month ago talking about
exactly,
him as an option.
Exactly. You know, and then, you know, that's kind of where, you know, and then Will Fuller. Well, I asked somebody in the organization about Will Fuller. And I said, hey, you know, is Will Fuller just too banged up all the time? And the answer I got was he's hurt a lot.
Yeah.
And I can't bring somebody in that's hurt a lot.
Yeah, which I think is something that you and I, as you've astutely pointed out, the buzzword this year at camp for them is availability.
Yeah.
That's a big reason why Lyle Collins, Randy Gregory, and Amari Cooper aren't there to them. They want people who are available, especially when you talk about, look, we need a bridge to Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
And if we don't have that bridge to Michael Gallup, if we go out and sign somebody and then they immediately get hurt and it just puts us back in the same cycle,
right.
this is wasted time.
Yeah. You don't want to spend $4 million on Will Fuller and then have him get hurt and then you can't use him when you absolutely need him. And now that's a cap problem. I mean, they've got cap money. Please don't come after me because I know they have cap
Ryan
money.
Ryan understands you guys.
But I will say this,
though. He also knows what a sluggo is.
Yeah, I heard some whispers yesterday out at the tennis court where we work, and Stephen Jones was telling some folks that there's a couple of guys out there that are not healthy right now or not ready for camp or getting in shape that they're looking at. Now, I'm not saying this is Odell Beckham because that one's not until November.
Yeah.
That's a way off the one. So we need to kind of figure out who is out there that is getting in shape or getting ready to be in shape so they could possibly work them out and bring them in. That's a whisper that I heard yesterday from somebody in the organization.
Talking about the guys that are here now that they're looking at, that they're banking on, that they want to see how they perform, let's run through some of these names real quick and just what we've thought of them overall. I was really excited about Jalen Tolbert the first week of camp. I had him as one of my winners. These first 2 days of practice, the pads have come on, and I felt like he's been pretty anonymous. He made a nice catch on a deep crosser in 7-on-7 yesterday, but team period, he's not really done much at all. And yesterday, he had to go up, high point a ball, and he dropped it.
Yeah.
It wasn't an easy catch, but it's a catch he needs to make, especially if he's going to be a starter. So Tolbert disappointing to you at all since these pads have come on?
Yeah, that's where, you know, this is kind of a disadvantage that you have with watching practice too. Mike McCarthy doesn't do a lot of one-on-one stuff.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know,
no, usually, it's not like Garrett.
Yeah, usually with Garrett, you would get a period or two periods of one-on-one where you could see receivers working against defensive backs, you know, with no line, but they're the ball and then making catches and separation. I think Mike McCarthy doesn't want his guys to get embarrassed, whether it's offense or defense. It's a weird – I'm trying to kind of figure out why he doesn't do any one-on-one stuff, but it might be that he just doesn't want to show that to people in the stands or people watching or the media, and then we make a big deal about, you know, Kelvin Joseph getting toasted or
right.
or Tolbert not catching any balls. So I think that he does that to maybe protect his players a little bit from the eyes of the media. Maybe when we get back to the star and we're not watching practice and they're working on, maybe you'll see some of that one-on-one stuff.
Yeah. They work on a lot of stuff that they don't let us see.
Yeah.
In fact, during the regular season, just to you know, pull back the curtain a little bit, I think sometimes fans assume like we're standing out there at practice every day for the full practice. We're not at all. During the regular season, they let us see about 15 to 20 minutes and
it's stretching.
In that 15 to 20 minutes, you really can't see much at all. Yeah, it's stretching, maybe a couple of, you know, routes against air.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the point, like, even under Mike McCarthy, the quarterbacks 95% of the time will not come out until we go inside.
Yeah.
So we don't see Dak most days.
Yeah.
And I think that's to avoid things like, you remember when Dak got the shoulder hurt before the Eagles game in 2019?
Right.
And we were all out there going, what's he going to do? I think it's just to avoid things like that, probably. They know the optics of the quarterback.
We don't see the one-on-one, which would give us a good evaluation of really how far maybe these receivers are.
Yeah.
You know, and it has to come in the seven-on-seven periods. It has to come in the team periods. It has to come in the red zone periods. And to your point about Tolbert, you know, just the first couple of practices, you kind of expected a lot more, and you've gotten just a little taste of what he can do.
We've mentioned Fehoko, Brown, and T.J. Vasher as guys that have stood out.
Houston's got a lot of work.
Houston's getting a lot of opportunities. I want to circle back to him, but just really quickly on Fehoko, Brown, and Vasher, how would you stack those in terms of what you think you've seen from them? Like your preference for, hey, I think I'd like this guy to be getting snaps. You know, I'd like this guy to get snaps when the regular season starts.
I think what you look at is it's been Brown.
Yep.
I think it's been Vasher. And then I think it's been Simi Fehoko. Simi, I think the one thing about Simi is that Simi does find a way to put himself in position to make plays. They had a tip ball the other day. Schultz, he threw a ball to the flat. It went off Schultz's hands. He happened to be standing there. Good reactions to make the catch. But all three of those guys, when you say, you know, I think Brown clearly has been the best. Could you flip Fehoko and Vasher? Sure. Either way. Just, you know, throw a blanket over them and you got the guys. But I clearly think that Brown has been the best of those three.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. On this front with Dennis Houston, because I think there are a lot of people asking us questions about it. Look, yesterday when they got into team period, they started out with two tight ends, McEwen and Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
And when they were out there with the two receiver sets with James Washington, it was not Tolbert in there at first team.
No.
It was Houston and Lamb.
Yeah.
So there's something they like about Dennis Houston.
Well,
I haven't noticed him as much. Even when he's been in their first team reps, I really haven't seen a lot from Dennis Houston that made me go, oh, wow, he's popping. I thought Brandon Smith has popped more.
Yeah, he made a catch on the outside. I thought that Joseph was going to knock the ball down on an out. And it just somehow, some way, Houston made the play, I believe, going away. And so, you know, that's kind of the stuff you see with him. The question was asked to Mike McCarthy about, with the way the receivers are, do you have to kind of say what players deserve reps with Dak?
Yeah.
So Mike McCarthy was making it sound like that if you're going to get work with Dak, you're going to get it by earning those reps. So evidently they feel like that Houston has earned the right to take reps with Dak.
Yeah, and I mean, look, like I mentioned, we got to see what they had, 8 practices over the spring, and we got to see 3 of them, or 3 out of like 10. So to be fair, there's a lot of stuff, like they were working with Tyler Smith at left tackle before we ever got a chance to see it.
Yeah.
And so it could be that Dennis Houston's doing a lot in some of these practices that we're not able to see. Brian, I'll ask you to look into your crystal ball with no James Washington, with Michael Gallup in all likelihood not ready for the start of the season. I think it's obviously Lamb. It's Tolbert. Who do you think is the third receiver that's going to get the majority of the reps week 1 against Tampa Bay?
Kind of feel like right now it's got to be Noah Brown.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and but they're going to manipulate this where it turns into Noah Brown, but it also turns into Pollard. It turns into Schultz. It turns in. I mean, they're going to try and play formations that allow them to play around potentially not having another receiver on that field.
Yeah, I think that, you know, what you end up seeing probably is a lot of 12 personnel.
Yeah,
I'd bet.
Initially, I bet
there's a lot of 12 personnel against Tampa Bay. You're listening to The Love of the Star. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.